Hello, this is Sharon, and I'll be bringing you the Pantograph for today, which is Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. We'll begin on the front page with an article entitled Ensuring Help, New Program Assisting with Unexpected Water Sewer Issues. When Tim Mickle purchased his Newport Drive home in September 2018, he was concerned about the clay sewer line running from the mid-1970s home to the city's main line. "I knew it was susceptible to root damage. I knew it was 40-some years old," Mickle said. So Mickle, a retiree, signed up for insurance covering sewer lateral line repairs as soon as Sunbelt Insurance Group's Serve Line Protection Program became available May 1st through the City of Bloomington. "I thought for $6 a month, that eases my mind when thinking about potentially $10,000 in expenses to replace the sewer line," he said. "It turned out to be a good decision. We had a sewer backup. We had damage to our sewer line from tree roots," said Mickle. "We needed to get the sewer line replaced to get a permanent fix to that problem. It was an $8,400 repair, and they paid the full amount on that because it was under a $10,000 threshold. Since they have no deductible on it, it was essentially nothing out of my pocket," Mickle said. "I had to pay for it first, and then they reimbursed me. So that was a wash. It didn't cost me anything, so it was a tremendous benefit." Serveline also will pay him $500 for related landscaping. Mickle will have done this spring to regrade and reseed the yard where the sewer line was dug up. Mickle's claim was among 85, totaling $79,000, that the insurance program paid for leaks and to fix faulty sewer lines during the first 7 months of the program. No claims were filed for water lines. The insurance, which offers separate coverage for leaks, sewer lines, and water lines, is optional for city residents who are responsible for maintaining the lines from their homes to a main line. Since May, enrollment declined slightly for leak protection coverage, but more people have opted for coverage to repair their privately owned sewer and water lateral lines. Sunbelt has paid $22,611 for a total of 77 leak claims, the majority for leaking toilets, according to data the city provided at the Pantograph's request. Other issues involved outdoor faucets, sump pumps, and water heaters. "There are times that people have toilets that have leaked, and this provides the ability to have the related costs spike up," said Public Works Director Jim Karsh. "That's what this insurance was for." The average amount for leak claims approved for payment was $293.65, with claims ranging from a low of $69.89 to the maximum amount of $500. Sunbelt also paid about $56,000 for 8 sewer lateral line claims. 6 of those ranged from $1,323 up to the maximum of $10,000, with an average payment of $7,054.91, and 2 that did not list the paid amounts. The total of 10 claims submitted also included 1 that remains open and 1 that was withdrawn. Karsh stressed payments do not come from city funds. "It is the insurance company that pays the claims, not the city of Bloomington," he said. Sunbelt denied 21 leak claims. 6 were withdrawn and 32 remain under review. Customers did not meet the minimum requirements in the vast majority of the denied claims, such as water used for lawns or to fill swimming pools, said Karsh. In May, the city began adding $1.05 to utility bills for residential leak insurance protection, although residents could opt out. Coverage is limited to one leak event per resident per year. Those who keep the leak protection are also eligible to sign up for water and sewer line protection at $4.84 and $6.60 per month, respectively, with no cap on the number of occurrences. Other insurance companies provide similar protection plans, but are billed separately and have different premiums and rules. "Feedback to this program has been positive," said City Manager Tim Gleason. "By and large, residents that we've heard from are pleased and appreciate it as an option. City leaders believe enough people are participating to ensure the program will continue and that monthly premiums will stay the same." Some 26,251 customers initially were enrolled in the Water Leak Protection Program. By November, which was the latest month that data was available, 89 customers had dropped out. One positive aspect of this program is that it provides the opportunity to have leak protection, but it doesn't force them to have this insurance, said Karsh. "Because this is a voluntary program, people have the ability to opt out if they don't see value in it." More people are enrolling in the lateral line insurance coverage. Sewer protection increased from 680 to 813. Water protection increased from 648 to 772. As people realize that this program is available and they have a better understanding of their private laterals, this is a good tool to protect them, Karsh said. "Before people buy a new home, they will look at radon, they will look at termites, but they don't often look at their private sewer lateral. So programs like this really help educate people about the kinds of risks that come with home ownership, and provide some programs to help them mitigate that risk," he said. Mickle, the Newport Drive homeowner, said it's important to know that ServLine has to approve the work before it will pay for it. "They told us to get estimates on doing that work from three different places. Then they told me which one they would prefer," said Mickle. "Obviously, it was the lowest bid, which was fine because that was the one we preferred as well. I paid them and submitted the invoice to ServLine, and they reimbursed me maybe within a week," said Mickle. "So I'm pretty happy with it." Today's Flick Fact question. Insurance companies keep statistics on almost everything. For example, according to the Insurance Institute of America, of which Bloomington-based State Farm Insurance is a member, how many Americans are injured each year by toilets? The answer? Amazing. 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year. Just how those transpire is not explained by the Illinois Insurance Institute. Today in history. Today is Wednesday, January 15th. It's the 15th day of 2020. There are 351 days left in this year. Today's highlight. On January 15th, 2009, U.S. Airways Captain Chelsea Sully Sullenberger ditched his Airbus 320 in the Hudson River after a flock of birds disabled both engines. All 155 people on board survived. On this date in 1559, England's Queen Elizabeth I was crowned in Westminster Abbey. In 1865, as the Civil War neared its end, Union forces captured Fort Fisher near Wilmington, North Carolina, depriving the Confederates of their last major seaport. In 1892, the original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. In 1919, in Boston, a tank containing an estimated 2.3 million gallons of molasses burst, sending the dark syrup coursing through the city's north end and killing 21 people. In 1929, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta. In 1943, work was completed on the Pentagon, the headquarters of the U.S. Department of War, now the U.S. Department of Defense. And a thought for today from Martin Luther King Jr., who lived from 1929 through 1968. A nation or civilization that continues to produce soft-minded men purchases its own spiritual death on the installment plan. And how time flies locally from the pantograph 100 years ago on January 15, 1920. Bricklayers are making $1.25 an hour in Bloomington. The going rate had been a dollar, but bricklayers were hard to find for the rush order to put on the Lafayette Apartments project. So contractors offered a 25-cent per hour bonus to sign up more men. 75 years ago, on January 15, 1945, a 3.5-inch snowfall greeted Twin City residents as they began their work week. They are getting tired of all the shoveling this winter. Almost every street and sidewalk in town was transformed into an ice skating rink by this latest snowfall, and the buses ran late this morning. 50 years ago, on January 15, 1970, Illinois Power Company has filed notice it will end its steam heat service by July 1, 1971. The service has been running in the red, so Illinois Power also plans to double customer rates. There are about 200 steam heat customers downtown, including several city and county buildings. And 25 years ago, on January 15, 1995, Saybrook Police Chief Madeline Nickum was beaten and left unconscious in a ditch, allegedly by a man she tried to arrest for alcohol and traffic violations. He was arrested later, but not charged. The chief was treated at the St. Joseph Medical Center for her injuries. Student founder honored. Andrew Purnell, one of the student founders of the ISU chapter of the NAACP, will be given an honorary doctorate of humane letters during Illinois State University's two-day founding celebration. The extended celebration replaces the traditional convocation for Founders Day. Purnell was an NAACP chapter president and drafted into the U.S. Army after his 1957 graduation with a degree in mathematics. He later taught high school math, received a master's degree in administration, and became a school administrator. He also has been a chaplain for prisons and mental health institutions. He helped establish the ISU Black Colleagues Association in 1984, which today has more than 300 members from across the country. He is active in the Alumni Association, was inducted into the university's Steve and Sandy Adams Legacy Hall of Fame, received the Alumni Association Mercer Outstanding Service Award, and was Alumni Homecoming King in 2013. He will be honored at 10 a.m. February 20th during the Founders' Bell Ringing and Honorary Degree Investiture, selected faculty, staff, students, alumni, and others ring a bell 163 times to mark the university's years of existence. The annual Alumni Awards Dinner follows at 6 p.m. in the Hancock Club Room. Events on February 19th include the Faculty Staff Appreciation Luncheon at 11:30 a.m. in the Brown Ballroom of Bone Student Center. Tickets for the Alumni Dinner are $30 and are available by calling 309-438-2595 or by visiting illinoisstate.edu/founding. Snow, rain expected on Friday. Another weekend of yuck is on the way, with snow and rain in the forecast again for the end of the week. AccuWeather and the National Weather Service both say some light accumulation of snow, some rain, and the possibility of ice are forecast for much of central Illinois as another winter storm pushes its way east. Most of the heavy snow, up to a half foot, is expected in the north-central part of the country. Before the storm, temperatures will drop. At this time, we expect many of the major metro areas of the Midwest to face messy commutes both Friday morning and evening, AccuWeather meteorologist Mary Gilbert said. The Weather Service says Thursday's high will be around 28, then 37 Friday and 41 Saturday. But Friday also will go back and forth between snow and rain, along with gusty winds. Rain also is forecast for Saturday morning. Liquor license sought for restaurant. Harmony Korean Barbecue likely to open in 2020. Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group has requested a liquor license for its newest restaurant featuring the true tradition of Korean barbecue. But one of the owners indicated it could be later this year before it opens. Bloomington Liquor Commissioners Mayor Terry Renner and Lindsay Powell agreed Tuesday to recommend approval of a restaurant liquor license for the Harmony Korean Barbecue at 7 Currency Drive in East Bloomington. The liquor license, if approved by the City Council, would allow the sale of all types of alcohol by the glass for consumption at the restaurant, and the retail sale of packaged liquor for consumption off-premises 7 days a week. We are working very hard on moving forward with the project, and we intend on opening in 2020, said Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group chef and co-owner Stu Hummel after the Liquor Commission hearing on its license. Commissioner Jim Jordan was absent. But Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group is waiting for a city building permit before the site that formerly housed the Hayashi Japanese restaurant can be renovated. That restaurant moved in 2012 to a new location in Normal. It's been closed 8 or 9 years, and Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group would like to reopen the existing restaurant space, Hummel told the commission. The new restaurant will feature interactive grilling at the tables in the true tradition of Korean barbecue, he said. Harmony Korean Barbecue is Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group's fifth farm-to-fork restaurant in McLean County since 2009, with all of its kitchens stocked with produce harvested from the company's farmland in Downs and Bloomington. Ken Myska, co-owner and director of operations for Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group, described the proposed restaurant in 2018 as a healthy, fun, and interactive dining experience. His wife, Namin-Yoon Musge of Seoul, South Korea, who is co-owner and financial administrative officer for the company, will share authentic family recipes for the build-it-yourself meals. Dinners at the Korean restaurant will be presented with an assortment of vegetables, pickles, sauces, and rice straight from the farm. Diners then will select their choice of protein, and the servers will fire up the grill at their tables and cook the food. Once the protein is cooked, it's rolled up with toppings and rice in a lettuce leaf and dipped in sauce. The new restaurant will join Epiphany Farms restaurant Anju Above and the Bakery and Pickle Bar, all in downtown Bloomington, an Old Bank restaurant and bar in Leroy. Bloomington has one other Korean restaurant, Seoul Mama, which opened in Parkway Plaza in January 2019. Seoul Mama is the first Bloomington Normal Korean restaurant in about 35 years. In other action, the Liquor Commission recommended unanimous approval of an entertainment liquor license for the Bloomington Tennis Center, 401 Wicker Road, that would allow the sale of beer and wine only for consumption on the premises 7 days a week. They recommended unanimously to update the liquor license for Binney's Beverage Depot, 1409 Veterans Parkway in the Lakewood Plaza Shopping Center, to reflect expansion at its current location. Binney's acquired the former Outback Steakhouse located adjacent to the liquor store, which provided it a unique opportunity to expand our store to the average square footage of our other stores, which is between 23,000 and 26,000, said Binney's president, Walter Fornick. Our business is doing very well and continues to grow at a double-digit rate, said Fornick, adding, there are 42 Binney's stores in Illinois. R.T. Millord Company, Bridgeview, was issued a city building permit July 16th for $760,825 to complete interior demolition for the Binney's expansion. Quick 911 call saves building after fire. A small fire was found in the ceiling of a Bloomington business Tuesday morning, but firefighters had it under control within minutes. Around 10:20 a.m., employees of a business at 1001 East Croxton Avenue reported an accidental fire that had a chance to climb the wall and get into the ceiling, according to a Facebook post from the Bloomington Fire Department. The quick 911 call saved this building, according to the fire department. The fire was contained to a small area and out within a few minutes, allowing the evacuated workers to go back inside. No injuries were reported. After no flames were visible, firefighters remained on scene for a while, continuing to search for the source of some residual heat and smoke that remained in the ceiling, according to Bloomington Fire Department spokesman Eric Davison. Area calendar for today, Wednesday, Illinois Wesleyan University's Founders Day keynote address takes place at 11 a.m. at the Westbrook Auditorium Presser Hall, IWU, Bloomington. The speaker is Jim Kirk, publisher and executive editor of Crain's Chicago. The topic, the future of journalism in the fake news era. On Thursday, there will be a Contra Dance workshop from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Normal Public Library. This is for all ages and experience levels. Wet or dry, prohibition in McLean County will be presented at 7 p.m. Thursday at the Bloomington Public Library Community Room. This will be an illustrated program. The speaker is Candace Summers, Director of Education for the McLean County Museum of History. Crime Stoppers: Man Wanted for Delivery of a Controlled Substance. Bloomington Crime Stoppers of McLean County needs the public's help in finding a person who's wanted for felony charges. Vincent Granderson, 55, is 6 feet 1 inches tall and weighs 165 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes. His last known address is in Bloomington, Illinois. Granderson is wanted for delivery of a controlled substance. Crime Stoppers will pay cash rewards of up to $1,000 for information leading to the arrest and indictment of people who commit felony crimes in McLean County. To report this or another crime, you can call Crime Stoppers at 309-828-1111. Recognizing 20 volunteers. ISU is proud to recognize 20 volunteers in 2020 and to recognize 5 local students annually who give back to our community with our McLean County Full Tuition Scholarship. To learn more, visit illinoisstate.edu/McLean. Raji Moore is a young leader who launched the Little Free Pantry in West Bloomington in 2016 when she was just shy of 12 years old. She was moved to act when she heard that over 100 children in McLean County go to bed hungry every night. Now 15, Raji has organized a group of over 50 youth volunteers to raise, collect, and stock the pantry, which is a set of recycled pantograph boxes open 24/7 for those who are in need of food. Raji mentors 2 new youth leaders every year who are also passionate about helping the people who are hungry in our community. She guides them with leadership skills, making decisions, and completing projects from start to end for that year. Raji and her team have not limited their work to stocking the Little Free Pantry. They have recently established a Little Free Library at the site as well. In addition, her team has organized a book drive for the West Bloomington Revitalization Project Book Bike and a coat and mitten drive for the Giving Fence on West Washington. Raji has received the YICU Award, as well as the President's Volunteer Service Award. She has also spoken at TEDx Normal about her experiences starting the Little Free Pantry and received wide appreciation for her inspirational talk. And more weather. Here's Bloomington's 5-day forecast. Today will be misty and windy this afternoon with a high temperature of 47 degrees. Tonight, winds will be subsiding and it will be colder, the low 12 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny and colder, temperatures ranging from 29 to 16 degrees. Friday, a bit of afternoon snow. A high is expected of 32 and a low of 28 degrees. Saturday will be windy, morning rain, and colder. The high will be 39 and the low will be 5. Sunday, expected to be cold. There'll be some sun, but it will definitely be breezy and colder. The high temperature will be 17 and the low will be 5. We'll take a short break now, and then I'll return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for January 15th, 2020. Please stay tuned.